Let me take a few minutes now and highlight the government agencies that can help you in locating distressed properties. Most people are not aware of the large number of properties that are seized by the federal government and later sold at bargain prices. The list would include the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, the General Services Administration, the GSA, the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, the Treasury Department, or the County Real Estate Tax Authority. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is charged with the responsibility of administering banks that have become insolvent. Now, in that capacity, it is also charged with disposing of any REOs that were owned by the banks that fail. The FDIC has 8 separate regional offices across the United States. You can find the address and telephone number for the region closest to you by contacting the FDIC in Washington, D.C. The address and the telephone number is included in the appendices in your manual. When the federal government no longer has a need for the property it owns, or when other agencies seize properties, they're sold by the General Services Administration. When any federal agency seizes real estate in connection with illegal activities, like drugs, for example, these properties are eventually offered for sale to the general public through the GSA. Regional offices of the GSA administer most of the sales and have a complete description of the properties available, the minimum bid acceptable, and the auction dates. When the Internal Revenue Service forecloses on a property for delinquent income taxes, these properties are made available for sale to the public. Check your regional IRS office for details and the frequency of auctions and ask to be put on their mailing list. When any real or personal property is seized by the Treasury Department in connection with illegal activities, it is sold at an auction. Watch your local newspaper or contact the Treasury Department in Washington, D.C. When real estate taxes go unpaid, the county and most states sell tax lien certificates on the tax delinquent property. Now, in some cases, these certificates are auctioned to investors for the amount of the taxes due, and the investors bid on the annual interest rate of return, which usually ranges from 0% up to a high of 50%. Whatever the amount, it becomes a lien against the property. The tax liens are usually redeemed by the property owner, at which time the owner must pay taxes, costs, and interest based on the amount bid at auction. But if not, the lien holder, after a stipulated period of time, can foreclose on the lien and gain title to the property. In a few states, the counties actually sell tax deeds. The investor who wins the bid for the taxes buys a tax deed that has varying lengths of redemption periods. If you never end up owning the property, tax lien certificates and tax deeds are great real estate-related investments. They pay unusually high interest and are very secure. Check with your own county tax authorities to learn more about the local proceedings. Just remember, when you acquire properties at public sale, you get them in as-is condition. There's no opportunity for contingent contract terms.